B-Pod Studios.
Always happy to go to the phones. Ahoy! Who's this?
Hey!
Oh, jeez. Maybe I made the mistake of going to the phones. Tony D'Amico! Cape Crepe and Chowder. Haven't heard from you in a while. What's your problem?
Stan, I got a big problem.
What's wrong, buddy old pal?
Your restaurant has been closed.
What?
Whoa!
Your restaurant has been closed completely for 2 days.
I had to do it.
What's? I know times are tough, and you were opening 3 days a week, and then it was just for the lunch crowd, and now you're telling me for 2 days it's closed completely. You had to do it. Talk to me.
First of all, I think I know the answer, but are you now? Or have you ever even been a law enforcement officer?
Me personally, no, Tony. I have not been a law enforcement officer, no.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you're hip, right?
Hip to what? I think I'm a hip guy, but what am I, hip to what?
I mean, you know, you're cool.
What have you gotten yourself into?
There are a lot of things, but I doubt you're a narc.
Well, Tony, if you're calling me up here and you called during the show, it's not at my desk. I mean, if you blatantly are breaking the law, I gotta let authorities know. What are you doing, Tony? What are you doing?
I got big troubles.
And some,
I heard that there was a big arrest down on the Fort Myers beach.
Yeah.
And I'm told that because of that, my dealer got popped and the town is dry.
Are you telling me you're pot dealer? You're talking about pot.
Hey, I thought you was cool. You don't say that word.
You're going on the air saying you're dealer, a big
bust. I'm just talking about, let's just say, an herb, a green leafy substance.
Do you use this for medicinal purposes?
It's nobody's business what I use it for, but I cannot operate the restaurant without it.
Oh, my goodness. Tony, wait a second. You're telling me that because of a bust.
I just want to know if you know where I can get some of the, you know, the stuff.
I know people who know people.
I just need to get a, you know, just a bag.
Tony, why are you calling me up and asking this stuff? A bust,
even,
your dealer.
Even a dime bag would buy me a couple of days.
Wait a second. Is this anything harder than what I'm thinking? A dime bag will buy you a couple of days. How much
might get me a couple of days, depending on business.
I want to get things straight with you. First of all, I've known you a lot of years, and you've never called up on the show so blatant talking about
it. I'm exhausted. I've looked everywhere, and it's always the same story. The town's dry, Tony.
Take this, please, Tony, listen to me. You know what? Don't be a meathead like you always are and then go and expose your life out on the air like this. I'm in the middle of a radio show. You're talking about a bust on Fort Myers Beach. You're talking you need a dime bag to hold you a couple of days.
They picked up a couple of bales on the beach.
I don't know about that. Look, I don't know anybody that can get you anything. I don't know anything about it. All right? I'm on a broadcast station, 100,000-watt broadcast station.
I got to find a new connection, or the restaurant is as good as done.
Why? Because of whatever habit you have.
This is not a habit. It is time-tested and proven, and it's a promise I made to my father on his deathbed.
Well, you and your father were discussing this? This kind of stuff?
We discussed this. It was very important to him, and he felt that it was the key to success in the restaurant business.
But buying this stuff from a dealer and using it, and that's the only way that you can stay open? You close your restaurant down for 2 days because the town's
dry? What else am I supposed to do? The town is dry.
Dry. And you decide in the middle of the afternoon to call me to find out if I'm hip, I'm with it, I'm not a member of law enforcement, and do I know anybody? Do I have a connection? How dare you? How dare you? You know what? Why would you go and test whatever friendship we have left? Let's just say that based on longevity, we know each other.
Oh, what? Believe me, friend.
Oh, yeah,
you
friend.
You were absolute last on the list. That's why it's such a big problem. The town's dry.
Oh,
I need
really?
My stuff.
I'm last on your list. Who else is on your list to call for such a request? Who else have you called to tell you that the town's dry?
Well,
nobody.
I'm friendly with Frank Mann.
And you think he would know?
He said all the downtown is bone dry.
So you decide to call me and find out if I know anybody.
For Christ's sake, I even called Billy Schmidt.
What are you doing? Oh, my goodness. Why? Wait a second. Stop. Let's.
It doesn't just affect me. It's the whole town.
Let's rewind here just a second. Am I on the same wavelength as you are, you old man, you old senile?
How dare you?
How dare you
when
do
I
this?
When I call you in a moment of distress, you call me names.
Wait a second. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. Meathead.
Right. Don't you ever call me a meathead again, you son of a bitch.
Tony, you're acting like a meathead. You're acting like a meathead.
Don't you tell
meathead.
Me what I'm acting like. I need my stuff, and I need
you
it now.
You need your stuff. Boy, I cannot believe that we're talking about this on the air. Let me get this.
I can't either, but it's serious.
All right, let me take this step by step. Is your restaurant closed right now?
Yes.
And you tell me that it has been closed for 2 days based on a bust on Fort Myers Beach. You're telling me the town is dry.
I have been told the only way that it can be gotten at all is if it's got the government stamps from California.
Wait a California, stamps from California. Tony, come right out and tell me what the hell you're talking about here, because if it's what I'm thinking, it ain't good and we shouldn't be talking about it. You stoop, ya? What a stoop.
A friend in need.
A friend in need. Why don't you come right out?
Is a friend indeed.
You know, you only call me when you want something, and now something is illegal. You want to know if I've ever been with law enforcement? I hope I'm not a narc. All of this stuff.
You know what? I'll grant you this.
Friend,
what I
friend.
Do is technically against the law. But
yes,
just about everybody I know does it. I've done it my entire life, ever since I talked to my father on his deathbed.
Right. And he told you about it. In order to run the restaurant, you got to have it.
Well, he hipped me to it.
He hipped you to it.
He said, Tony, the restaurant business is a different animal. But I'm going to give
it.
You one key thing
yes.
that you always got to have.
Yes.
And then he pulled out a green leafy substance.
Green leafy substance. You mean he's on his deathbed and he still has in his, like, jammy pocket a bag of green leafy substance?
He considered it to be the pillar of his success and never went anywhere. He always had a little bit on him.
He was always holding.
He was always, and he handled it perfectly.
Yeah.
He never did too much or too little. Always perfect.
All right, I'm tired of playing Ring Around the Rosie with you, you old senile old man.
Hey, shut up.
You shut up. You are pathetic. How dare you call me in the middle of the show and you start beating around the bush like we don't know what you're talking about. I know damn well what you're talking about. It's illegal. And how dare you call me on my show about it, you stupid idiot.
It's not illegal. The way I get it's illegal.
What did you do?
I ran out of parsley.
What? What?
I ran out of parsley.
Parsley?
I have it smuggled up from Dominican.
What?
And they got a huge federal tax on parsley now. And so I get it underground.
You're an effing idiot. You know that?
Because
you're
my father told me, Tony, anytime you serve a bowl of chowder, you got to have a sprig of parsley there. We're selling the sizzle, not the soup.
Go to the effing grocery store and get some parsley. Plant some in your dump backyard of that restaurant and have parsley. You'll have all the parsley you want. What's that got to do with some kind of bust on Fort Myers Beach? And am I a narc, you stoop ya?
Well, the guy got caught with
a
couple of bales of parsley.
Couple of bales of parsley. It's not like it's in short supply. Nothing's trying.
I get it for pennies.
Pennies? Parsley is pennies. It's a garnish. It's not illegal.
Are you telling me they just sell this stuff at the grocery store?
I thought you knew that. You always go to the Costco and buy in bulk for the garbage chowder you serve every single day in that place. You can go and get a bulk of parsley over there, you stupid old man.
They do not have parsley at the Costco.
They got it in the whole thing with the vegetables and stuff.
I never seen it. And I happen to be an executive member.
You have got to be the most stupid, stupid, senile, stupid meathead I've ever met in my entire life.
You don't know what you're doing.
You don't know.
I can forgive you for calling me name, but you're suggesting that my father was a meathead.
Yeah, it doesn't fall far from the tree, does it?
How dare you fall
far from the parsley tree.
How dare you speak ill of the deceased?
Your father, you know what? I'll say it. I'll say it right now. Your father was a meathead, a bonehead meathead, just like his old battle-axe son.
Well, I'd tell anybody right now.
Yeah?
If you got parsley on you, if you're carrying, come to Cape Crape and Chowder by the old bus depot.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it.
paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta be way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
All right.
Thank you for joining us.
Has anything else happened to you today that we can't talk about?
Oh, lots happened today that I can't talk about.
Because yesterday you were in a car accident. We can't say a word about it.
Can't talk about that.
Nothing that dramatic today, I'm hoping.
No, nothing that dramatic. I'm a little ticked off because when you're in a traumatic event, then you have to go and depend on basic customer service. I had to go to the pharmacy today. It was a two-pronged effect.
Oh, yeah, because your usual medicine's made in India and they had mosquito repellent in it.
There, you're reading me now. And also the eyeglass place is in there, and both my eyeglasses and my now refilled prescription were ready. Now, Junior, you've been in the, and I know Haney back in the old days, but we went by different rules then. As you will soon find out, you've been in customer service for what? You ever work behind a counter or have to, other than waiting on tables, you ever have to be like a salesperson? How do you do? How can I help you today or anything like that?
Well, I used to work like the register at a grocery store.
Okay, there you go. All right. When I was 15, 16, first going out into the job pool, you know, the workforce, you got your first paying job where you got your paycheck, and the manager, and I'm sure you, Haney, working at the pharmacy, they tell you this. Customer service is the most important thing.
Oh, yeah. If I wasn't doing it right, the owner of the pharmacy, let's say I was standing in the aisle where I'm supposed to ask if I can help them with something. If I didn't do it right or I didn't do it quick enough, this guy would come flying down from the pharmacist podium where he could oversee the whole store.
Yeah.
He would come and physically knock me out of the way and aggressively approach the customer. Can I help you, please?
They're rules. Now, here's what I learned. Here's the rule about customer service, and then I'll tell you what happened today. And I tried to avoid getting angry. Customer service, if you are...
Because the customer is king.
If you are working by yourself... Say you're working at a pharmacy desk, or say you're working at the eyeglass place. Say you're working anywhere. The customer that's in front of you is the most important thing. So if the phone rings, or if it is not something that is a potential sale, they can wait. So in other words, Mr. Haney, I see your order here. Phone rings. You're supposed to. Hi, welcome to Stan's shop. Can you hold, please? I'm with a customer right now.
Or acknowledge, I'll be right with you.
Or I'll be right with you. Can you hold on for just a minute? And then you finish with the physical bodied person that's in front of you. Or if there is somebody that is in front of you in line and is in a chit-chatty mood or really isn't getting anywhere with you because there's no agreement, you politely say, sir, you can go, this, they might be able to help you over here. I have to help this customer now. He's been waiting a while. Then you go to the phone calls. So I go to the pharmacy first. I said pharmacy first. My eyeglasses were already ready. No big problem there. Go to the pharmacy because I had new prescriptions to drop off. And pick up the ones that I had there. Pharmacist is there. One person in front of me. He's got a coupon. He snowbird looking to coupon. But she's on the phone. And this is what I'm... And meanwhile, I'm like, okay, I got to do this. Go over to the eyeglass place. Get to her. She's on the phone. Well, you've got the wrong pharmacy. Now, there's another pharmacy like ours down the street, and that's about 3 miles. No, sir. That's a different pharmacy. Yeah, I don't know if they have that. I can call them and see if they have it for you. Oh, sure.
Oh, what great service.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm standing there, the guy in front of me, couponing.
You don't coupon at the pharmacy.
You don't. He's got something in his hands, I guess, half off a baby aspirin. And so I'm waiting there. And I think, okay, 2 or 3 minutes, you can wait there. She's still on the phone trying to explain probably to some senile bat. Well, yes, there's three locations in Cape Coral. Which one are you looking for? Is it the one on Del Prado? Is it the one on Santa Barbara? Uh-huh. No, that's not ours. And I'm standing there going, what the F? So I said, okay, look. Let's kill two birds with one stone. She's on the phone. Guy ahead of me looking to coupon. I guess he's got 25% off Doane's pills. So I go over to the optical. They're always dead in there.
So you abandoned the pharmacy.
I abandoned it. I said, I can't do it. When I'm done with the optical, maybe all this will be cleared up. Simple customer service. It's like it's the clouds
and you
following
know,
me.
And you know the optical place is always dead.
Always. There's nobody in there. Because the optometrist that comes in, it's 3 days a week, and that's by appointment only. So if anybody's in there, it don't mean nothing. Go in there. Sure enough, there's the lady behind the counter at the eyeglass place. Guy in front of him. Snowbird. Now, I can understand this. You ever have one of those things where you start working on a little delicate project and you're not going to give up on it until it's right? Maybe something's fallen behind a counter and you're going to just keep fighting at it until you get it. This was the same thing here. Guy in front of me brought in a pair of eyeglasses that evidently had a bad screw on it and asked the lady that was at the eyeglass place, can you go and... The screw's still there, but can you go and screw it down?
Yeah, I've stripped the screw.
Yes! Well, let me see. And she's got her glasses on, and she's doing... Meanwhile, I've got a purchase to make. I have a prescription eyeglass. Oh, let me get that. Oh, this is giving me the Dickens. You might have to go to another store. Well, I don't know what the name of the other eye stores are. One of the big chain ones. You might have to go there. Well, I'm leaving tomorrow. I don't know the area. Well, there's one down at Coconut Point. How do you get down to Coconut Point?
Well, you need to do is call the pharmacist down the road, and she'll help you.
You need to go down to Coconut Point. It's about 2 or 3 miles down the road. But I think I might be able to get this.
If I just had another...
Yes, hello, optical.
Eyeglass, please.
Optical. Yes. Oh, let me check. You want to know what the cost is for contacts and glasses? Do you have a prescription or a plan, an insurance plan? I will check with you. Hold on for just a second. Push the phone down. I can get this.
Leaving you in line holding your manhood.
Yeah. And I'm standing there. Guy finally is on his cell phone trying to pull up Google Maps to find out where effing Coconut Point is. And I'm standing with my arms folded. I can't get to the pharmacy. I can't get my eyeglasses. Finally, the guy leaves. Got his stuff down and all this. And she, I'll be right with you, sir, saying it to me. Be right with you. Yes, let me go to another phone and see if you bring up your plan. So she puts him on hold, goes to like the eyeglass desk where they try everything on. And she's on, and I'm standing there. It took me 3 seconds to say, here's my name. I have my prescription waiting, my eyeglass prescription. She cashed me out in 3 minutes. Meanwhile, I'm standing around as she's talking on the phone, looking up somebody's plan and telling them how to get to Coconut Point.
Well, Stan, I'm sorry that happened to you. I won't put up with it personally.
Customer service.
I have my own.
I know. You got Flit Boys.
Yeah. Why didn't you just send Dave? He can stand in line
idiot.
For hours.
Yep, even if he doesn't have to. Go, he'll tell you he stayed in line while he goes and takes your money and adds a beer.
But what do you care? You're not having to wait for the guy to look up where Coconut Point is on Google Maps.
How simple customer service is. The customer comes first. Anybody that wants to go on Google Maps, find an eye plan over the phone.
That's because we're supposed to be able to multitask, Stan.
And they can't.
By the way, yeah. I don't know if anybody else cares. Just me personally, I'm curious as to what happened when you went back to the pharmacy.
Oh, it had all cleared out. There was one girl in front of me, got her prescription. Mine went smooth as silk. When I went back, because everybody was gone.
So you think it's a good idea when you see a coupon cutter to just abandon the whole project and come back
there.
Later.
He's standing there at the consultation booth, not the pickup or consultation.
Where he can go right to the front of the line and monopolize
with
him.
An effing coupon in his hand. But he didn't get a service right away because she was on the phone gabbing with somebody about locations in Cape Coral of a pharmacy that isn't even theirs.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can be five deep at the pharmacy window, but somebody can come up with a consultation, and for some reason that takes precedence.
I've had it. We'll be back. This is all about fun here. This is about fun.
I always wondered what would happen if you went up to the consultation window and go, hey, just between you and me, I don't need a consultation. I just didn't want to stand in that effing line. But what do you need?
Yeah.
What do you need? Five? Will a Finn get this done for me? What's it going to take?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. Just ridiculous.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor. Essay or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Just a quick half-second video of what you just did.
Yeah, because it drives me nuts.
And then put it on a loop.
Yep. You know, I'm not even getting into it. Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's just little things in here. I'm very edgy.
Everybody's edgy.
Who else is edgy?
Well, Junior's edgy.
Well, I know. He has every right to be edgy, huh?
Super edgy right now.
You remember I told you last night that he was going out to pick up Indian for me.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't get to.
You heard about that?
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I know all about it.
Whether you wanted to or not?
Yeah, I got picture. I can't say where I was, but I was indisposed of for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And I got pictures and details.
Oh, you mean as it happened?
Yeah.
I was updating.
Let's
I'm not sure about the lamb. The curry.
Oh, so you did get it.
Eventually.
Okay.
Like an hour and a half later.
Yeah, it held up well.
I bet it did well. It's Indian food.
But the curry was okay. The other one.
You didn't like the lamb too much?
Well, it was the lamb itself was fine. Whatever it was seasoned with, it didn't do it. I wish I'd ordered the coconut thing.
It was a lot of mustard seeds.
How was the coconut?
It was good.
Anything Indian curry coconut, I love. You could put crap and put that sauce on it and not eat it.
Well, I had just the traditional curry.
Yeah.
And then I had some other lamb dish that looked like it would be interesting flavors, but it didn't work out right.
Like a lamb madras or something like that.
That's a drink, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was a shirt.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Isn't that fabric?
Yeah, I think that could be.
I told him it's a city in India. Don't worry about it.
Well, you know what? The scandal, the college scandal.
With Indian food, though, you can't get beef because that's sacred.
Oh, yes, it is. I know. Felicity Huffman trying to do the best in a bad situation. She's got to make some money.
My name is Felicity Huffman. You might know me from such terrible TV shows as Desperate Housewives and Desperate Housewives. When you sign on to the net, you might read a story about the unusual day I had. Normally, there's never anything newsworthy about my life. That all changed. Of course, everything seemed quite normal at first. I went to hot yoga. I mailed the bribery check for my daughter's SAT proctor. I had her face photoshopped onto a lacrosse athlete by the best in the business. I called Aunt Becky and told her half a mil for USC is too much. Now Yale. Yes, I spent the day like I spend every other day, ignoring my husband and helping other rich, entitled women to secure a spot in an Ivy League school for their child who has no business being there. But at least they took the place of a poor student.
Yep. Sunday.
I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
What? Okay, what?
Well, I mean, everybody's, they're throwing hammers at these people.
Yeah.
When it comes to your kid, you got a soft spot.
It's not about the kid. Don't you? It's not about, take the YouTuber. Making bundles. Didn't like college that much. And this is just a microcosm of what it is elsewhere. It's for the parents to say, oh, my children go to Yale. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Hi, I'm Steve. I go to community college. Well,
but hasn't this,
my child goes to USC.
Hasn't it been going on forever. With buildings?
Yes.
And
yes. Yep. You build a wing and they get you the kid into school.
And what about legacy? Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, but now it's a...
I guess it's because that the actual cash exchanged hands...
Here's where it's different.
Because wasn't it all run through a charity?
Yes! Well, an alleged deal.
Yeah.
But here's what gets me. You want to go and give the school $1 million? Yeah, well, fine. It's been going on forever. What gets me is when I was in high school and I had to take those SATs to find out what college would accept me. It's a big process. It starts in your junior year. Take the PSATs.
SATs. Already working by then. I didn't care.
Well, but you're working. That's what the YouTube girl should have been doing, not going to USC. But you go and you take in these SATs, and each score higher on the math and the verbal and get you in a better position to get accepted to a big university or even scholarship area. So I'm in my senior year, and I am fighting and clawing to just... God, let this SAT score be good enough so that I can start applying to schools. When you hear that part of this scandal was, giving little Becky Sue an extra 400 points on math an extra 300 points there on the score. That pisses me off. Because back in JFK's day or your Rockefellers, they weren't taking SATs. It was on name alone, and Daddy went and bought a wing. But when you are actually fudging SAT scores where it means to middle class, poor, it means everything to them. It can change their life. And they're giving little Susie Lou an extra 400.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So, you're saying it was simply about prestige?
Yes.
Nothing about the education?
Okay, no. No. They're not even going to get an education. They're not even going to go to the school. That's mom and dad. Oh, where? Oh, my youngest is going to Princeton.
Well, did you see?
My youngest is going, you know.
Lori Loughlin had a USC flag.
Oh, that's all proud.
Outside her house.
Yep.
And when it broke, her daughter was on a yacht owned by like the USC Board of Trustees.
There you go. St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday.
I don't understand that.
I don't either. You're not a drinker. You're not like a junior. You don't drink much. But you want to go out and have fun on St. Patrick's Day. What to do?
Pressure to go out and party hard on St. Patrick's Day can be overwhelming, especially if you're not a drinker, because there's no way to prove that you ripped it up with the best of them. That's why you need Cute Puke, the fake vomit you can bring anywhere. Crafted with a gooey texture, realistic-looking chunks of fake meat, and a bodily fluid-like imitation liquidy shine, just discreetly peel and stick to any surface. So don't feel like you're being judged to party till you puke. You still can without the unpleasant sick nausea, pounding headache, and the disgusting cleanup.
Another 12 pitchers from my buddy. I'm so hammered. This is the greatest night, you son of a... You having a good time, bro?
I certainly am. I'm partying right with you and the crew. Check it out.
Dude, you barf. That's adorable. God, I love you, man. You rock.
I do indeed. Thanks, Cute Puke.
Cute Puke. Available in realistic colors. Pizza orange, beef brown, food poisoning hazel, or red wine burgundy.
Hey, girls, who's Irish? How about the kids?
Food poisoning hazel.
Now... I'm sure you will admit, Stan, who was talking about the need for more
right
fake
there.
Vomit
yep.
a week ago.
Yep. Oh, that's the other thing. And nobody's listening to this show in the building, so we don't have to worry about it. Somebody needs to bring us that fake rubber vomit. You know, the kind where you can't tell if it's real or not?
Yep.
You know?
We'd like a Minkman.
Yeah, a Minkman, which is the best. But that fake vomit.
Because we've got a joker in the building who is putting coins in the urinal like it's a wishing well.
Mm-hmm. We figure, put by the urinal, right down the floor, a fake vomit. Let's see how long it sits there.
Because mm-hmm. he's got about...
I want it looking real.
He's got about 50 cents in the urinal now.
Yeah.
And if it continues to grow... How long before the urinal plugs? How much
soon.
Currency?
Well, you put a few more coins in there, Dave will be grabbing. He'll go wrist deep.
Is that their point? Is to see how many coins before somebody puts their hand
know.
In the urinal?
I
because two
don't
quarters ain't cutting it.
No. What do I got time for here? Okay, I'm going to do this one. This. Everybody within the sound of my voice, listen to this gag. And if you can pull it off, it's worth a million laughs. This is brilliant. A woman noticed her sister was selling a creepy porcelain doll on Facebook. You know the kind of dolls that I'm talking about. They're old and they're creepy looking.
What are those doll's eyes?
Lifeless eyes. She was selling the doll because she was moving. So, unbeknownst to her, the sister bought the doll. I'll make sure I get the doll. So, the other sister who's moving thinks the doll's long gone. But the other sister has it. So she moves out, gets to her new place, and what the sister does with the doll is go down into the basement, go to the farthest corner, sit the doll down, so that when they're going around looking at the new place, over in the corner, oh my God.
Nicely done.
And here's what happened. This was because she filmed it.
What are you talking about?
Hey, look.
What?
What? The insulation?
Awesome prank.
And that's why girls can't do pranks.
No, I know. She let it out of the bag right off the bat.
Let it out of the bag, then, you know, the victim says, get out of my house, and it's going to cause problems down the line,
sure. A woman in Omaha got rear-ended at a Taco Bell drive-thru on Monday. And when she confronted the guy, he rammed her car over and over again and tried to push the car right out of the way at the drive-thru. Then he got in her car and drove it into a light pole.
Okay.
Do you see what's happening right now? See? C-I-Y 223. CIY223
is in my car. This is crazy. That was her phone shorting out.
And that's why, no matter how you may be a little bit mad or whatever, your road rage, you're acting out, you never know who's on the other side of that equation.
Never know. A lady by the name of Gladys Kravitz called 911 in Cleveland the other day. Her husband tried to talk her out of it and told her to ignore
it. Poor guy.
But she had to. You see, there was a excited kid outside in the Cleveland neighborhood cheering that the Browns got Odell Beckham.
Oh, how about that, huh?
But Mrs. Kravitz thought it was far worse.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am.
My name
is... What the heck was that? Look at the... Did you hear that again?
Oh my God, I thought you sold it.
Look at it. The whole thing's jammed up now.
The Cleveland Browns are going to be awesome this year.
C-I-1-9-1-1, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms. And, you know, I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
Jeez.
It looks like when he's running up and down the street, is yelling.
And he was in your yard a moment ago?
Yeah, he's running from side to side on the street. He's not standing in one spot.
Yeah, he was just excited about Odell Beckham.
Yeah, you can't express joy anymore.
No! Haney.
The Browns are going to be incredible. Let me tell you something.
Oh, they're going to be good. About damn time.
Let's say, you know, as you're growing up, you get to be really close with your teammates and, you know, well, high school is different. Then you go to college and then pros. Odell Beckham, and I would imagine a big reason why that happened is because of Jarvis Landry. The two of them started together at LSU. on either side of the field as wide receivers, and they have remained like best friends.
Well, that'd be great.
Now they got one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL. They've got the guy from Kansas City who was like one of the top running backs in the league, and they stole Vernon, too. Did you see that?
Well, they're going to be good.
Giants aren't.
Nope. They don't know what they're doing.
No, they just let people walk.
For the first time in 20 years. It's a whole new album. First time in 20 years.
What? You didn't tell me? Have you been working on something?
The Jerky Boys have been.
Hello, this is Danielle from Heretic Dental Clinics.
What happened?
To the dental clinic, a dentistry, and we received your inquiry.
Yeah.
How may I help you?
Yeah, I gotta have my my teeth straightened out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all crooked, you know what I'm saying?
Of course. If some teeth are crooked, we usually recommend braces.
Well, you know, I tried once, I made my own braces out of some little pieces of wood and some metal, and they tore up the side of my face. So maybe there's another way you can use this polymer or rubber if you bounce around and you close in your jaw.
But I don't think it's an option in our clinic.
Well, of course it's an option. I made it myself. You can buy it down at the local hardware store.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll see you then, and we'll get those braces in my mouth and on my legs.
Sounds good. Have a nice day, then.
All right, sounds good. All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
New album coming out. Unfortunately, it's just... It's just one of them that's doing it, though. The guy that does Frank Rizzo, he's the one that's doing it. Whole new album, first time in 20 years.
What about Uncle Freddy?
The Uncle Freddy is dead. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
I'm sure Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney.
We already told it.
This is gold.
Yeah. Stan and Haney.
Keep forgetting to bring in those damn batteries.
Retired Captain John Lazaro.
Hey, don't call him names.
I have to say retired.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
No. Retired Captain.
Retired. Okay, that's different than what
John
I
Lazaro,
heard. I thought you
head of our Stan and Haney draft fund, will be in studio here about 20 minutes.
You don't call a captain no. retarded.
Three. No.
Retired.
Retired.
What
that's
said.
What I said. Three more recipients to the Stan and Haney draft fund on this afternoon show. He wanted to come in tomorrow. He said he had other plans. I think he knew that was the last time he'd see me before my birthday, and he didn't have a gift. But that's neither here nor there. Today, he's
there's a lot of that going around.
A lot of I'm going to be out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. I don't care. That's fine with me. It's just another day. As far as I'm concerned, trust me. It's just another
well,
day.
Well, you take the week off of your birthday.
Yeah, so there's not much attention brought on it. This is the closest. Tomorrow, it'll be the 15th. That's the closest to my birthday that we've been on the air in years.
Yeah, I think the last time you said you had a tape of it, and that consisted of Dave forgot your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, you'll hear it on the best of next week. We're off next week.
You know, we've done how many shows? We've done thousands of shows.
We're well past 6,000 shows.
There is an inordinate amount of shows titled Dave Forgot Blank's Birthday.
Yep. Dave, no job. Dave, I'm sorry. Dave leaves. It's the same old broken record. And I'm sick of it.
Oh, come on.
I'm sick of it.
Why?
I'm sick of it. You know, I would
he's not going to change.
No, of course he ain't going to change.
Then give him a break.
I'm sick of it. A couple of things that forgot to play. I had two more things left. I don't know if they're of any interest. Did you hear about this? Before I even get into this.
Okay,
Junior,
you're all over the place.
I know.
Now.
Well, you have to understand what I've been through.
I can't because we can't talk about it.
Junior was looking on the internet, interweb.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot. After that Michael Jackson HBO thing aired, there's been a lot of people. Oh, they're lying. That's a bunch of crap. I dated him when he was supposedly with Michael. A lot of this stuff. There's a segment in the documentary where one of the boys is holding all the rings Michael Jackson bought him. and what they, the significance of them. And Junior's telling me he's just reading an article. Somebody has actually dug up the store surveillance footage of his story being true, taking him to the jewelry store to buy him those rings. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah. Yeah, there's security footage. Assume. He was wearing a wig, a fake hat, a fake mustache, and he was actually stopped by security because he looked like he was going to rob the place or something.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And I saw, speaking of that, I guess somebody that wrote for a British tabloid, I guess when he was on the Bad Tour or something, said that a group of tabloid journalists were in the hotel where Michael Jackson was staying and were commenting on it. You notice he's running around with that young boy, and they're sitting there drinking late at night, and they're like, well, we should do something. And so they wrote a letter to, I think it was Safechuck, and had to bribe a porter big money to take their letter and put it under his door because they didn't know if he was, like, being held against his will.
Yeah.
And they sent him a note that said, if you need help, here's where you can come and we'll protect you.
Hmm.
Now, as far as they know, it was delivered. They paid for it to be delivered.
Right. We're all familiar with the French Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Somebody did a marvelous job taking that comedy and turning it into
drama.
A drama.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
You throw this? You're stupid.
You are carrying a gun on the streets to protect yourself? I've done my best, Will. It's time for a change. You're going to Bel Air to live with your uncle and your auntie.
Will, I will not bail you out again. In this house, I'm not Uncle Phil. I'm the law. Have I made myself absolutely clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Will, what brings you to Bel Air?
I got caught with a gun. How are we related again?
Shut up, Carlton.
He's from the streets of Philadelphia. Will needs discipline.
Just a little time. Just a little time and a little love. We are what he needs.
Why don't you go back to Philly? Born and raised, right?
You think I would ever want to be in this life?
You're not welcome, Will.
This is fake.
Wherever you're from,
this is fake. You ain't do anything to earn this. I never had nothing.
My life ain't a sitcom, my bitch. I don't even feel like I belong here.
Just give it some time. Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't watch it.
No. By the way, I don't know why. Some people might like it. Whitesnake is coming back.
They were at Germain Arena. Not
years,
that long ago. Or was it that long ago?
It was a long time ago when David Coverdale roughed up our promotions guy.
Yep.
They've got a new album coming out. This is the latest release. The album's going to be called Flesh and Blood. And their latest release from the album, Trouble is Your Middle Name. There you go, a little sample of that. Who's he talking to, and which line can I grab? I'm just going to grab this one. Ahoy!
Ahoy, gentlemen, this is JD.
Hey, JD.
I don't know if you've seen it yet, but there's a video on YouTube. If you search Mr. Reagan and look up the brains behind AOC, that's about a 26-minute video that is scary if this is actually going on. And it would be a good one for you to show to Junior.
All right, the brains, you say you don't know if it's made up or if it's a real thing or what?
It's a real thing. It's a real video. A guy calls himself goes by Mr. Reagan on YouTube, and he's right in front of a microphone, cameras and everything, explaining all about AOC, where she came from, and how she is basically an actress put in that position.
All right, and what's it called again?
The brains behind AOC, when it comes up with a little picture in front of it, it's kind of a purplish-brown color.
Stan, I think I've got it.
All right, we're going to check it out.
You want me to roll it?
Is it clean?
I believe so.
How long is it?
AOC brains, that's the keywords?
Hi, everyone.
About 2 minutes.
Well, I think... whatever.
That
it's
sounds like just a bunch of edited stuff.
You know.
All right, start it again.
Hi, everyone. Well, I think, whatever.
Well, don't hold back. Tell me how you really feel about incrementalism.
Because we talk about racism so much, we actually aren't talking about race itself. It's we are capable of so much than what we're doing right now. We should be working the least amount we've ever worked. That's what I'm saying. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm going to get in a lot of trouble when I go back to work. This is amazing.
She gets about 1,500 votes in her district.
That's a great
night
to go out on.
Now, what you just heard was about 2.5 minutes. That is, and obviously it's edited, but not as much as you would think. That was from a 45-minute conversation with one person. Yep, that's where all that came from.
You know, I was watching an episode of Judge Judy, and there was a girl that was the defendant, and she was saying, well, it's like, and kind of like, and Judge Judy told her, it's like nothing. It's either yes or no. Don't say it's like anymore.
You know?
And she couldn't. We're going to take a break. Jeez. I see in the other room, retired Captain John Lazaro, head of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Well, he's still the captain of the draft fund.
He is the captain of the draft. You know, no, he's the admiral of the draft fund.
That is true. Wait a second. I thought I was the admiral.
No, you're the Commodore.
Can you have an admiral and a Commodore?
I don't know.
Well, I guess that would make sense because admiral is military and Commodore could be civilian.
Yes. Yeah, maritime.
Yeah.
One admiral is 4-star.
What's
he saying? What?
A Commodore is also a rear admiral lower half. So a Commodore is 1-star. Then an admiral is four stars. You have Commodore or Rear Admiral lower half, and you've got Rear Admiral upper half, two stars.
So Commodore is an actual rank?
Well, I mean, again, it's kind of the same as a Rear Admiral lower half. They just sometimes they'll say Commodore instead. So, but Stan, of course, was the four-star Admiral.
Thank you.
Of course.
Isn't there five stars?
Well, at the time of war, like Eisenhower was a five-star general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, World War II, they would have a five-star.
They created the five-star.
Correct. Like the general of the army or whatever.
We'll Omar Nelson Bradley.
Omar Bradley was a five-star.
I think he was. We'll ask Dave to look it up. He knows everything.
Yeah, idiot. We'll talk to Captain Lazaro when we come back. Stan and Haney.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. As you heard at the end of last break, Captain Lazaro is here. We're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, hour away from our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. We'll get your stories in about 1 hour. But whenever we see this gentleman's face, we know good things are about to happen with the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Captain retired.
Thank you.
Retired Captain John Lazaro.
Thank you, Stan. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Mark Jr. and the Waterman.
Oh, yeah. Dave had to stay in, and I know why you did it, because behind me is a fresh unopened bottle of vodka and rum.
Oh, that won't last long.
And you were telling me during the break, you know, if I asked, would Dave do a shot with me like a gentleman?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
He's shaking his head in there.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing, man. I'm not thirsty.
Have you said hi to the captain?
Yes, I have. How you doing, Captain Lazaro?
Doing very well. Can we get a woo? A woo? How do you do that? There you go. Very good.
Okay. Wow. All right.
So, I know you still have to work the regular job,
but
how is it being retired from
the United States Naval Reserve?
Yeah, you know,
how many years in, by the way?
I did 30 years in around 6 months. My pantry
base
day was...
That's a big part of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. My pantry base day was June of 88, but then I went to OCS, Officer Candidate School, and then got commissioned in November, so they base it on your commissioning date.
Veteran of Afghanistan.
Yep.
He was there in the desert for a year.
Irma was down in Puerto Rico.
Yep, he did a lot of stuff, man. And for 16-plus years... has been heading up our Stan and Haney draft fund.
I still can't believe that.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day on the account opening date, and you're right, 16 years.
Over 16 years.
Yeah, I mean, this guy that we know and pal around with was out there rocking the 50 cal in Afghanistan.
Can I say something?
That was a great time.
And a lot of people might be wondering this. He's been a part of this show and a part of, you know what, a dear friend for 16 years. And I'm going to tell you the abbreviated story. How did Captain Lazaro come into our lives? Well,
we needed him.
We needed him badly. Haney came into the studio one day once the shock and awe was going on over in Afghanistan. And Haney said to me, he said, we need to start something for these troops.
Well,
it was the Florida Guard that was being called up.
Yeah, I realized, hey, these are our guys that they're sending in there.
And so we went and started to inquire, how could we start a fund? Now, I mean, the USO, the Red Cross, they all do great, great, great work. But we wanted to come up with something, since it was our Florida Guard troops that were the first ones over there. How can we directly affect the lives of some of those people right here in Southwest Florida? And so
we wanted to be able to do it, make it quick, make it easy.
And so we needed, I guess we went and contacted a few people, and what you needed was to start a charity, you needed a sponsor.
Well, that's no problem.
It was
we
for us.
We work for a big broadcasting company.
They didn't see things the way we saw it.
They declined.
So we were talking about it, and Captain Lazaro, who at that time was lieutenant?
Lieutenant commander.
Lieutenant commander.
Right.
Heard us talking about it one day, And this is the amazing thing in how things get started like this. His daughter was going to a gymnastics class. And the owners of the gymnasium,
God bless them,
said, we'll be the sponsor for them.
Kim Pearson, it was her dance studio, but yeah, same difference.
And the rest is history. We started the fun. We went and got the tax exempt status with it, and over 16 years, we're well into the six figures of donations that have been handed
out.
And
that stuff was so far over our heads.
We started out, with car washes, making it a PayPal
silent
account.
Silent auction at the Barber Beauty.
Silent
Man,
auction.
Remember all the sports memorabilia for that?
And Captain Lazaro said, here, let's do this right.
Yep.
Let's make it happen.
Captain Lazaro basically said, you know what, boys? Your heart's in the right place. Let me make this happen.
Yeah, let's make this. And now it is what it is today, and it's huge.
It's my honor and my pleasure, and I can just remember sitting at home one day listening to the show, and I said, hey, maybe I can help with that.
And you did.
Called in and said, I work at a bank. I don't know what we can do, but maybe we can get the account
That's
open.
Where we got the account open.
And so much more productive than his prank calls.
Yeah, there you go.
So much. We got three today that we're going to award Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Before we get to that, people don't know that. How many times have you prank called the show?
Well, I used to prank more when Joe was on, because he would want to argue. So I would call in and just start arguing back and forth with him.
We still have tapes of you that I'll play from time to time that you're just the concerned citizen.
That's awesome. Or when Mr. Margulies would be on. Mr. Margulies. About the seniors and the stand plan.
Yeah.
Call in and argue with that person. And we're not sure what happened to Mr. Margulies, but he's an awesome guy.
Let's begin.
All righty.
The stand, direct relief and assistance for Florida troops.
Always a great day.
This is a great
ahead
day.
Ahead of a very great St. Patrick's Day weekend. And we're going to hit three branches of the service today. We're going to hit the Air Force, the Army, and the United States Navy. And we're always looking for those Marines out there and for those Coast Guards men and women.
Entitled.
Stan's dad was a Coast Guard
That's
veteran.
Right.
So if you're in the Coast Guard, we would like to honor you as well. So our first presentation is to U.S. Air Force Airman First Class Richard Jones. Richard is the grandson of Cape Coral residents Jerry and Lee Hart. Airman Jones has been in the Air Force for 7 months, and he recently completed, Waterman, get ready for it here, he recently completed SEER school. Waterman, what does SEER stand
SEER
for?
SEER school.
Air Force, correct?
Yes.
SEER school, flight maintenance?
No. Survive?
Yep, that's good. First one, yep. What's the E?
Survive, extract.
Now, if you're trying to avoid somebody, you're also...
Evasion.
Yep, that's good. Search. Or survive, evade. What's the R? If you're trying not
Rescue.
To...
Rescue.
Nope, close. As if you're trying not to get captured, you're resisting.
Okay.
Way to go, Barney.
Yep, and that movie with Kurt Russell, Blank from New York?
Escape.
Yeah, there you go. Survive, evade, resist, and escape school. That's actually a very, very tough school, so I'm sure that he has some interesting experiences about
that. Isn't that where they explain to you this is what could potentially happen if you were captured and interrogated, and they put you through it?
They put you through it, and it's all services. All services go through it depending on whatever their special forces or whatever their MOS is, but they drop them off in the middle of nowhere. They're trying to get back to a certain point. They always end up getting caught. They're in a makeshift POW camp, but they, it's very, very realistic. They sleep deprivation. They probably get knocked around a little bit, and they try to get them to break. So he just completed that, thankfully.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing when you think about, the situations that you can be put in. I don't think you can really... Train fully for that, but you got to get as close as you can to it.
So he successfully completed that school, and he works with the Waterman 1 Alpha 3, which is what with the Air Force. 1 Alpha 3.
Bing bong, bing.
Special
bong.
Forces.
Close.
Yep. Special Forces.
Airborne Mission Systems.
Okay, that's close.
But he's doing some Special Forces stuff with that SEER school.
See,
Richard grew up. Good job, Waterman. Richard grew up and should join the Marines. Richard grew up in Port Charlotte and has a proud history of... Okay, make me laugh. Richard grew up in Port Charlotte and has a proud history of family military service. His grandfather was in the U.S. Army as well as his stepdad. Richard said that they were both extremely helpful in mentoring him because Richard said he did not know anything about the military ahead of time, and they provided a lot of valuable insight and answered a lot of his questions about the military.
And how often do you see that with one family having that continuation of service?
Quite a bit. Yeah, that's a proud tradition right there. Airman First Jones also says it's amazing how many learning opportunities he's had over the years and all the great people he's been able to work with. So we certainly wish Airman First Class A1C Richard Jones the best of luck.
And on behalf of the Stan and Haney Draft Fund and the donations that our listeners donate to, make sure he gets that draft fund check.
Very good. I got the envelopes all made out and stamped. This one's going to his grandfather, Jerry Hart, in Cape Coral. And Jerry, if you're listening, thank you for letting us know about your grandson's service. Thank you very much.
All right. Next.
Our next presentation is for the Army to U.S. Army Sergeant Sean Smith. Sean is married to Kim, and Kim is the daughter of Naples residents Ted and Catherine Miller. Sergeant Smith is in Special Forces and has been in the Army for about 6 years. He grew up in a small town, college didn't work out for him, and he wanted more than just what his job could offer. He joined the Army and hasn't looked back since. He's excelled in various Army schools, including the Ranger School, which of course is the Army's premier leadership course.
Yeah.
So he's an Army Ranger.
If you can say, yeah, I excelled at Ranger School. Yeah, you're going places.
That's saying something.
Yep. So Sean is serving. He's been deployed twice, and his family is extremely proud of him and all his accomplishments. He's currently on deployment, and we certainly wish him the best and a safe return.
What a great story.
Yeah.
For Sergeant Sean Smith, check from the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Roger that. Thank you very much. We'll get that in the mail today. And our final presentation.
Yes.
Is for the world's finest Navy, the U.S. Navy. Bosun's Mate Chief William Jones. And just a little bit about what's the oldest rate in the Navy, the Bosun's Mate rate. These are the folks that stand watch on the ship, that do all the ship's maintenance. They're the helmsman of a ship, whether it's a frigate, a guided missile frigate, or an aircraft carrier. The bosun mates run that whole ship. And he has been in the Navy for about 20 years.
20 years?
Yep. William is the son of Fort Myers residents Jim and Sandy Jones, also a member of the Elite Special Forces. And if we're talking Navy, you guys know what that means, what that title is.
Mm-hmm.
Deployed many times, grew up in the Midwest, also has a proud history of family service, as his grandfather was in the Army. Several of his uncles and cousins were in the Marines. BMC Jones wanted to also pass on his appreciation for the local community, for all the support and prayers. Again, he's currently on deployment with the Special Forces, so you know what that means. And we all wish him, William, a very safe return.
God bless him.
Thank you for your service, William, and thank you for your support.
And
Jim and Sandy.
Thanks to all the people that support the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Let's give Sandra for William this check from the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Now
it is so awesome that we're here all these years later,
yep,
still able to write
still
checks.
Still able to do this.
And just today, because I'm always pitching the fund. Whenever I'm talking to clients, I'm out in town, I've stopped the vehicles. I sent you a picture one time of a license plate that said, I'm the proud parent of a Marine.
Yep.
You know, I've gone up to people in traffic and given them a business card and said, hey, this is what we do. They probably think I'm crazy. Like, who would?
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. It's $500.
The whole thing, right? Sounds crazy.
So just today, I'm talking to somebody at work, and his son is just finished Army boot camp. He's a private first class. And I said, when he gets his assignments, you know, let us know.
Can I say this? And you've mm-hmm. brought it up. So many families, that local families that have sons and daughters, moms and dads in the military, think that this is some kind of, oh, nope, I wouldn't do something like that.
Right.
This
right.
is what it was set up for. And I have to be very careful in saying this, and because there are kind of rules with the being a nonprofit organization on who you can give the checks to. So a lot of times we'll get something, well, I'm a veteran.
Right.
Or this is specifically set up for people, local,
and that's just
who
a function of the
right.
time that we set it up.
Yep.
It was intended for the active duty guys in Iraq.
Active duty or, and a local family member.
Correct. Or you can be in the reserve or National Guard,
absolutely,
but you have to be mobilized, which means you're on active duty.
Correct. And that is the structure for this. This is why it was set up 16 plus years ago for that very, very reason.
Yep.
And it was an area that we said needed to be helped, and
yep,
where we can go directly and do it.
Yep.
So if you have a family member local that's serving, they need to get in touch with you.
We can't make it.
We can make this happen.
Yeah,
for
we
you.
Can't make it any simpler. We've had fans that have emailed in. We've done presentations for Stan and Haney fans. We've had some people here at the radio station whose family was in the military. All you have to do is go right to the Stan and Haney website.
Sure.
You can email the show. And then they'll get in touch with me.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com. The Draft Fund has a website, too, DraftFund.com.
Right. They'll get right in touch with me. You can email me at work. I'm John.Lazaro1. That's J-O-H-N dot L-A-Z-Z-A-R-O. And the number one, numeral one, so John.Lazaro1 at WellsFargo.com. I've gotten emails at work. I've had people walk in.
Yep.
Deposit checks.
This is what I want to talk about. Donating.
Yep.
All right. I don't have a family member right now, or maybe in the past we did get one when it was desperately needed. I'd like to donate to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
Right. So,
how?
So we're a designated 501c3. You can go. You can just Google, the Stan and Haney name. You'll see it's the 501c3 with the IRS. We have an account set up to accept stock donations, which we've gotten in the past.
Yep.
We have a very generous individual who likes to remain anonymous, who uses a donor-advised fund. We've had checks come in as low as $10. It doesn't matter what
it is.
It
doesn't matter.
You know, you can go to any Wells Fargo branch in the country.
But the beauty of it is, even if it is $10, that $10 is going out.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah. And so, any
because,
Wells, there's no expenses. Correct?
No, Captain Lazaro would be within his right.
Not at all.
Salary, but he doesn't. Everything goes out.
I got to say this. Don't go and say, I want to do the K-Rock Fund or...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Stan and Haney.
That's right, Stan and Haney. So you go to any Wells Fargo branch in the country, you walk right up to the teller line, you say, hey, I want to make a donation to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Ask the teller to look it up. There's only one, as we like to say, there's only one Stan and Haney in the Wells Fargo universe, and you deposit the check right there. If you have a problem with that, where they can't find the account number, again, just email the station or email me. I'll reach right out to you the same day.
You can even come right down here, and we'll take the check.
Yep, in person, take the check, or take it at any branch.
And
so.
Captain... I can't see any way that we are writing checks in 2019 without your expertise.
Absolutely.
It's my pleasure. As I said, it's my honor.
You have donated so much time and especially your skills at doing this.
Thank
You've
you.
Navigated all of these things for us.
We always talked about this. When do we think the fund should go away or whatever? And we were thinking maybe after Afghanistan and Iraq and all that. But the surge is still out there in different countries. I mean, you've got North Korea now, you've got China, you got Iran, you got these two folks that were deployed for special forces.
We've got so many people, and nobody really has any idea, but we have so many people deployed in Africa right now.
Right, Djibouti's the hot spot now.
And we've always said it doesn't matter where in the world they are serving.
That's
right. Their country has sent them somewhere. Not necessarily, although it's include Afghanistan or Korea. It could be Germany. It could be Africa. Anywhere that they are deployed.
We still have lots of people in Iraq.
That's...
Right. And a deployment is a deployment. We do a lot of work with the Yellow Ribbon Returning Warrior Workshop. They just had on the news, they had some veterans. 20 veterans a day now commit suicide.
Yeah.
20 veterans a day.
22.
So it doesn't matter where you're deployed. It could be, we used to say Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Tampistan. Right? A deployment is a stressful time. You're away from your family. If you're a reservist, you're away from your civilian job. That's why we like to support the military. This community is awesome. It's been that way for 16 years.
Yeah.
I can't thank this community enough for the love and the support you've shown to the military from Southwest Florida.
And if you want, if you are able to donate, please do so. Anything from $5, $10 to the larger sums that we get, it's all welcome. And as Haney pointed out, every penny is used.
And let me talk just really quickly about that Returning Warrior Workshop program, the Yellow Ribbon program. I'm retired from the Navy Reserve, but I'm still active in the Returning Warrior and the Deployment Readiness Workshops. We just had one in Memphis. Because guess what? Out of Memphis, 150 people are being deployed in the next 2 months. from the Memphis Reserve Center in Memphis, Tennessee. So there's still that need out there for deployment. They still need the military to respond. And when you're coming back, whether you're active duty or reserve, if you're having issues, you need to ask for help. It's the strong person Please. That recognizes that you might need a little help. Your family wants you back home. Your family wants you strong. If you're having issues, it could be anything as little as maybe you're drinking a little too much. Maybe you have anger issues. Maybe you can't reacclimate with society.
We can't afford to lose our
right,
best.
Right. 22 people a day. If you're the if you're not the veteran listening right now, but you're the family member of a veteran, and you think maybe your family member needs, email me. We've already reached out to two or three people and tried to provide information. If you're active duty and reserve, the Department of Defense has what's called the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. It's funded by the DOD. It doesn't cost your individual reserve unit or active duty command a nickel. The orders are paid for. We have all these resources out there. We need to use them.
Captain, thank you.
So, my pleasure.
Always glad seeing. We'll see you again soon.
Yeah, definitely. And also just, you know, and if you have that family member out there, please contact us. We vet the...
Yep.
Because we don't want any hooligans trying to sneak in and try to take credit for something that they don't do. So I require an email from the service member to confirm that they're in the military.
We're going to take a break. Again, Captain, thank you. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Guess what? We're about to reissue it. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In 30 minutes, our question of the week. You're going to have to put your thinking caps on. Remember back when you were, I don't know, maybe in high school or middle school? And I know you got a memory of about the question that we're going to ask. Because everyone has to have a memory in regards to this. And the thing is when I started thinking about this week's question of the week, two immediately popped into my head. Probably more, but two that stick out in my mind. I'll bet you got at least one that sticks out in your mind. That'll be in about 30 minutes or so. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home. Our first look at traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah, I already see Road Watcher putting it up. The Twins game is letting out, so 6 Mile Cypress is going to be nasty for a while. Let's see, we're in mid-March. We got about 2.5 weeks more of this, and then things will calm down a little bit.
Somewhat.
We've still got to wait till Easter. Let's start in Cape Coral. The Cape Coral Bridge and College Parkway. Disabled vehicle. Fort Myers. Crash. I-75 southbound at mile marker 136. Fort Myers. Crash. 4500 block of Palm Beach Boulevard. And in Bonita Springs. Hit and run. 9600 block of Cypress Hammock Circle. And it looks like it might be near an apartment complex because they have a unit number. Or it could be a business in a parking lot. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? And he's going through them right now. Let's take a look at the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. There's a new high-tech breastfeeding device for dads.
Think you know. You know, you new dads, you know, you don't need a device for you. If you have to live through the breast pump, the milk in the fridge.
Yeah.
Please, that's enough.
You know, with all the news about the celebrities and getting their kids into colleges,
yeah.
And good to know that sometimes things work out okay. Homeless kid just got accepted to 17 different colleges.
Yeah, he did. He's smarty.
Angry driver shoots a snowbank after his car got stuck. Guess he showed it.
Yeah.
And finally, we covered this already on the grab bag, but it is a level of insanity we rarely see even today. A Taco Bell customer rams a woman's car multiple times, but that's not enough. Then he gets in the woman's car and drives straight into a light pole.
Yep.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah. We try to bring a little to you each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Today is Albert Einstein Day.
Really? Is it his birthday or do they just pick a day for him?
Either or.
Okay.
I don't know. You want me to BS you or be straight with you?
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate when you're straight.
All right. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Albert Einstein fun facts.
Top Albert Einstein fun facts.
He was an avid pipe smoker. What? actual pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be read different ways.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, sick.
He was born with a giant head, which is why his mother called him the stretcher. He didn't produce anything of significance during the later years of his life, much like the Rolling Stones.
Think about that. They've been around a long time, but you know their last great album.
Yeah. You gotta think back.
Gotta think way back.
His favorite scientist was Galileo. A close second, the guy on YouTube who messes around with Mentos and Diet Coke.
No, I'm Daddy. I got that special contraption on. Jeez.
His brain was a full 15% larger than yours or mine, and 45% larger than Dave's.
I'd go even higher than that. 45% higher than Dave's.
I love it.
I bet you do.
Thanks to his 160 IQ, Felicity Huffman didn't have to bribe anyone to get him into a university. And finally, the very top Albert Einstein fun fact.
Yes.
Not a lot of people know this, but his ultimate goal was to have his face on the dorm room wall of every pretentious college student.
Pretentious.
What? What do you think, I'm weird or something?
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, Freddie, baby. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
That's our email, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
I just saw this, a text which is about as long enough to be an email. Ahoy, Stan. Early in the week, asparagus. Anything in a can, throw away immediately. Take 4 to 5 stalks, take 1 piece of prosciutto, and wrap around the middle. Repeat until all asparagus is used. Put in a gallon Ziploc bag, add pepper and olive oil, shake it up. Place on the grill. Turn. Signed, Pressure Washing Kevin, who donated to the draft fund and brought you in the Fluffernutters. Well, thank you, Kevin. On a side note, I love the Jaws-based rat shtick. Thank you. Appreciate it, and thank you for your donation.
I don't know why that's popular, but people do seem to enjoy
it's
that
spectacular
rat thing. Yeah.
It's spectacular. This is from Scott, who signs it, a 15-year listener. Hello, boys. I heard you, Stan, refer to the upstate New York, western Massachusetts area from time to time. That's where I am from. I also heard you mention Nipper. Well, the Nipper dog, the RCA Nipper dog. Or maybe even Nipper Town. I didn't know there was a Nipper Town. If you
can't say that.
What, Nipper Town?
No, you're not allowed to say that anymore.
Oh, yeah. What can you use in replace of it? Boob Town?
End Town?
End Town, yeah. If you are not aware, Nipper Town is now an online arts and entertainment site. Didn't know that. You may recall also that Blotto was a product of that area. Sarge Blotto, I believe, is behind the site. Greg Hames, still in the area. Doing a great thing for the Albany community. Well, good for him. Anyway, could I interest you guys in a End Town t-shirt? Sure. Absolutely.
I don't think you should go around wearing that. You think you had problems with your MAGA hat?
Yeah. 2X for Haney and I. Love to get you one for all you do for the Fort Myers area. Signed, Scott Thompson, 15-year listener. Well, thank you, Scott. 2X. Even if I lose weight, I always like 2X because I like a baggy-fitting shirt, as does my friend Haney. Junior, on the other hand, if you want to get a third, he is also a 2X but prefers a medium. He likes the cling.
Yeah. I saw him whispering in the hallway with Tight Shirt Tony getting tips.
Hell yeah, the two of them. You know, he's learning from them. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, boy, am I pissed about this college scam. Well, we all are, Guardian. And why? Because all of my kids got through and obtained their degrees with hard work. Damn right they did. Yes, they had scholarships. Well, if you're smart enough or good enough, you get scholarships. They deserved them. Yes, they had scholarships. We helped when we could. But they still have loans. They are repaying. Don't I know it? Every one of those kids should be kicked out of school and the parents jailed. Well, the other one, the housewife, what was that, $1 million bond that they put her up
on? It was.
Is it any wonder that some of the young people feel they are entitled? A-holes. So now we have another illegal who has been charged with murder. ICE had detained him 9 times, but because it was California, no action was taken. If I were the family of the murdered woman, I would sue the state of California and every one of those idiots who supports sanctuary cities. Junior, I don't think I've ever asked you. Do you support sanctuary cities? Yes or no? I don't need a big dissertation. Does Junior support sanctuary cities?
Yes.
Oh,
why are you embarrassing
God.
Me?
You asked.
Good Lord.
And did you see the doctor from Texas who is refusing to see kids who have not been vaccinated. I don't blame them. Do you realize that there is an outbreak of measles and other diseases that are easily controllable? Yeah, they showed the measles thing. It's popping up all over. Oh, to go away from, and I'll get the story. Maybe I'll talk about it tomorrow. Say goodbye to fire ants.
What?
Yep, they're being overtaken by giant head ants. They say they're killing off all the fire ant farms or mounds because they're better scavengers for food. And they're these they're an invasive ant, but they're killing off the fire ants, these big head ants.
Now, do they hurt you?
They didn't say in the article that I read that they hurt you. They did reference how fire ants sting.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say in these big head ants that they hurt you. They say that they are so invasive that they get into your house. They're aggressive as far as going into under the ground. They can go 15 feet under. They'll go anywhere for food, and you can't kill them because if you try to go with the regular insecticide to kill them, they have multiple queens, and they'll flee the mound and build five more where there was one.
So they're basically threatening you.
Yeah. They'll take over. They fire ants. Fire ants. Afraid of them.
Well, if they don't bite.
Yeah, we can, you know, big head, make them pets.
Yeah. Or do what I used to do when
was
a kid.
What's that?
The bull ants would get really active right around dusk, and I would be outside playing basketball.
Yeah.
You just take the ball and bounce it on the ants.
Yeah. That was always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's satisfying,
yeah, like,
too.
Yeah, it is, because like, it's like
a little crunch.
Big bomb coming into the community.
Yep.
You guys are the best, sign the Guardian.
You know?
He's done it again!
You see an ant mound and, you know, put a birthday candle in it and light it.
When we... Yep.
Speaking of birthday candles...
Yeah.
Did you see Mitt Romney?
No. What did he do? Was it his birthday?
It was his birthday. And there is a video of this. I know there is. I'm not crazy. They surprise him. One of his staffers had made him a quote-unquote birthday cake made out of, like, ho-hos and Twinkies.
Yeah.
And they're carrying it in, and it's got birthday candles all lit for him.
Yeah.
And they're singing him happy birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what he does?
What?
He starts taking each individual candle, removing it from the cake, blowing it out, then repeat. He went through every single candle.
He's a killjoy.
He is.
He's a killjoy. He's you know what?
And he's a weirdo.
Yeah. Oh, he's a strange man. We'll be back. Our question of the week is next.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. And, you know, we had Captain Lazaro in here from the Draft Fund just a little while ago, about an hour ago. And had a gentleman up front, and I'm going to explain this to you, but after Captain Lazaro left, we had a gentleman come up front, and usually, because we're so busy, we can't go up front and say hi to anybody, because we're back here in the bowels of the station, but Junior said, no, there's a gentleman up front who'd really like to meet you, wants to make a donation to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund, and I had the pleasure to meet Scott. He's a local businessman. $100 to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund.
That's outstanding.
And gave me a very nice birthday present. Very nice. So, Scott, thank you. Thank you very much. The $100 is going to go into the Stan and Haney Draft Fund tomorrow morning. So thank you very much.
That was very thoughtful.
Yep, very thoughtful. What's the matter? What? What?
Yeah. It's like some good scotch.
Yeah, it's 18 year old.
Yeah.
It's for my, you know, my birthday this
I had a birthday
Saturday.
Recently.
Yeah, you did. And maybe he didn't hear when it was your birthday. I'm sure he's hearing it now. Yeah, yours was a couple weeks ago.
Well, you know, I don't promote my birthday like you do.
How do I promote my birthday? I make sure I'm off.
All I know is I see a bottle, a nice bottle of single malt over there.
Damn nice. Really nice. That's like the best you can get. Thank you, Scott.
Real nice.
Yeah, it's beauty. Thank you, Scott. Come over to my house on my birthday. I'll share it with you.
You want me to come to your house on your birthday?
Yeah.
Why?
Hang out. We'll drink some 18-year-old scotch. Then we'll go raise holy hell.
Oh, you mean go bowling?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. Question of the week time. This one, the more I think about this question of the week, the more memories I have. When we were in middle school and high school, it was a requirement that you had guest speakers, maybe for a dance or something. You'd have a musician or a band come in, a guest speaker who had a specialty in something, a guest who gave you the warnings of health concerns, and they'd go and give you a presentation. I want you to think back. When you were a kid in school, who was a special guest that came to your school? When you were a kid, who was the special guest that you remember that actually came to your school? Maybe you went to the auditorium, the gymnasium, you went outside, came into the classroom. Our question of the week, when you were a kid, who was that special guest that came to your school? 277-9600. We'll take your calls after we take a look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We got one thing on the board, and it is a crash in Lehigh Acres, Gunnery Road North, and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date.
That's racist.
Gunnery Boulevard?
No, Lee. Lee. You gotta get Lehigh. That sign taken down.
Yep. Yeah, Lehigh Acres. Racist. 277-9600. When you were in school, they had the special guests that would come into the classroom. Maybe the auditorium. Maybe the gym. Maybe it was outside. When you were a kid in school, who was a special guest that came to your school? A little presentation, a little showing you what it's all about. As I'm sitting here, they're all popping in my head. First one I remember was middle school. It was the 70s. We learned from the Surgeon General smoking was bad for you. So we actually had a lady come in who had had a laryngectomy.
Oh, Jesus.
And
what's the point of that?
And she talked about how she smoked and how her life has changed because there's a hole in her throat. And she wore this gold necklace. I'll never forget it. And she said, I breathe through that hole now. And she coughed, and her necklace flew up in the air. Remember that? Second one I remember was sports. We had to go outside to the soccer field because there was a one-armed golfer that wanted to show you how he, with a handicap, could go and hit a golf ball. This guy was unbelievable. He had his left arm. He was a right-handed golfer. He had his left arm, and he would swing that club over his shoulder.
Backhanded?
Yep, and hit the ball perfectly, and that thing would go 180 yards with an iron. And he was just talking about how he could do chip shots, hit a drive, one-armed. And he'd swing that body around, and it was like backhanding it. The other one, and at least I think they were both a guest on the show. I know the mother was multiple time guests on our show years ago, were the ghost hunters, the Warrens.
Oh,
and
Amityville?
Yep, they were the Amityville ones, and they would come to our school and play all the ghost tapes. and talk about how they were assaulted by the ghosts and all that. They came to our school because their grandson, who was horribly picked on at school because he was slow, fat, drag ass, but he went to our school and found out what would your because they toured all around the country with their tapes and ghost hunting, and we had the Warrens give a presentation, packed the house. It didn't help their grandson from still getting ass beatings though. 2779600. Do you remember anyone that came to your school?
There's only one that really sticks out in my memory, and it's such a sweet thing. I had to have been like in first or second grade, maybe, and this lady would come in, and she had written a series of children's books.
Okay.
And she had like a couple of puppets made up based on her characters.
Yeah.
And she was good.
Yeah, some of them were really good.
But she was ancient. But I remember that whenever she would come to visit, because it wasn't on a regular schedule, it was just like once in a while she'd mm-hmm. show up. And to me, that was like getting the day off to go
Absolutely.
See a movie or something. She was that good.
Junior, who came to your school?
Well, it wasn't like my high school or middle school, but as you guys know, I'm an audio engineer and I took classes for it at the studio I was working at. And one day we had this engineer producer named Howie Lindemann come in and speak to us. And this guy was just super inspirational. He worked with Stevie Wonder, John Lennon, Foreigner, Roberta Flack, Donnie Hathaway, and it was just super cool hearing him speak and just talk about all these experiences.
Did you go up and talk to him after the talk?
I did. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he like you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Did he encourage you?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah. Inspirational.
2779600. When you were in school, who was a special guest that came to your school to speak and demonstrate or something along those lines? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, who came to your school?
Well, there was two of them that stick in my memory real quick. One was a Vietnam War POW who wrote a book.
Oh, cool.
And it was like third or fourth grade, and it was so powerful. I read the book, and it stuck with me for years. And the other one was a 92-year-old man from Nowhere, Kansas, who was a basketball trick shot artist. And he couldn't shoot with his hands, so he drop-kicked the basketball from the free throw line.
Yup.
Yes. And I remember that from like 40 years ago. It was so cool.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it'll trigger something that you might have forgotten, or it was something that stuck with you.
He and the one-armed golfer should go on tour.
The one-armed golfer was something.
And the drop-kick basketball player.
2779600. When you were a kid, who was a special guest at your school? Maybe they were a musician. Maybe they did something. Maybe they gave you a lecture or a talk. I know it sticks out in your mind. There's one. You know, you talked about the puppets. We had somebody come to our school one time that was did the marionettes with the strings that mm-hmm. I just remember fascinated by it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Justin.
Justin, who came to your school?
We got super lucky. I was in band through middle school, and we got to have, and I played trumpet. We had Wynton Marsalis come in. And
get out!
It was incredible. Incredible. Yeah, blew our minds away. You know, we used to watch the videos in class, but never expect to actually get to take a class with Wynton Marsalis. It was amazing.
And so you played with him too?
Yeah, I was in the trumpet section, so we did some private classes with him. We played music with him, and we got to hold his trumpet, which was incredible because it was
amazing.
A solid cast piece. It wasn't even in parts. It was a solid cast trumpet. It was incredible.
Awesome. Awesome. 2779600. Who came to your school? Taking your phone calls. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alex Jones, guys. Ahoy.
How are you, buddy? Who, Alex, who came to your school?
Well, when I lived in Florida, when I first moved to Florida, Dan Marino's brother would substitute teach, and he would do a little presentation, too. But that's not the best one. The best one was when I was in, I think I just got into junior high when I was living in Northeast Ohio. We had Mr. Beam Me Up Scotty himself, James Traficant, the late James Traficant.
Wasn't it James Doohan?
Yeah, James Scotty Doohan.
Pardon me?
It was James Doohan.
James Traficant, Jim Traficant, Congressman Jim Traficant.
Oh, okay. Oh, that Beam Me Up Scotty.
And, okay. And it took a second. Nothing. Go ahead. It just took a second. We thought you were talking about Star Trek.
Oh, right on. No. We had James Traficant. He was our representative. And this is all before he went to prison.
He wore a wig.
He did.
He had a horrible toupee.
He was an amazing showman. He was so funny. And he did some business with my family and stuff years later. But very interesting, very cool, and I was very sad when he passed away.
Alex, before we let you go, very quickly, can you tell us what these bloodsuckers are up to with Roger Stone?
Well, right now we know for a fact that CNN was alerted beforehand, before the warrant. Now, we have all that information. We have all that data. We're trying to get it all from Roger Stone, but there is currently a gag order. And, you know, he was the domino to fall. And, you know, these deep state blood-sucking leeches will stop and will quit at no end.
I know there's no way you're going to quit on us, Alex. No way.
Absolutely not. I'm in this till the fun. And I told you on Joe Rogan I was gonna retire until, you know, of course, then they sucked me in. And I, like Tony Montana, you know, or Al Pacino and The Godfather.
It's all about the human-animal hybrids, really.
He's great. 277-9600.
He has got it nailed.
He's got it nailed. When you were a kid, who was a special guest came to your school? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is David.
David, who came to your school?
Well, I had the opportunity of going to junior high school in Santa Monica, California, and the great basketball player Jerry West came to our school.
Oh, man, Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, and that's when I think it was the same year he made that more than a half shot court. They actually marked it in the L.A. Coliseum.
For you who don't know, Jerry West is the NBA logo.
Yeah, he's the logo.
Yeah. Logo.
What do you remember about him being there? Did he give a basketball demonstration or just a talk or what?
He talked a little bit and did a little bit demonstration. His son actually was on the team, and that's why he was there.
Oh, wow.
His son was getting the whole team won some kind of award, and he was there to hand out the awards to everybody.
Appreciate that. Backcourt, Jerry West, Gail Goodrich at center. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. Your forwards, Happy Hairston and Jim McMillan. 277-9600. When you were a kid, they had a lot of times there were presentations at your school, special guests, whether it was music, some kind of athletic thing, whether it was something in the auditorium, some health thing. Who came to your school? Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ed at Naples.
Ed, who came to your school?
Believe it or not, KISS.
KISS?
Yes, they came and landed with their helicopter on the football field and did an impromptu concert for us.
That's so cool.
And I guess one of the kids that went to school, their mom worked for their promoter or publicist or somebody.
That was
and they
great.
Talked him into doing it.
Can you look it up? What year was that?
I think it was 77.
That took some pull.
That is amazing.
Yeah, they were big time then. I mean, they were at the height and they you know, still wearing the makeup and all that, and they landed in a little town called Cadillac, Michigan, and played at the high school. You can look it up online.
That's so cool. That's so cool. 277-9600. Who came to your school? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rick.
Rick, who came to your school?
You guys are going to love this. Adam West dressed up as Batman.
He used to do that.
Yeah.
And what do you remember about it?
The guy shows up at the school in the Batmobile, and then he, you know, he paraded around the whole, you know, school saying hi to all the kids. And I remember he came into the classroom, and he stood there in front of everybody and said, "Hi, everybody, I'm Batman." And we kind of looked at each other like, "Yeah, like, no kidding, you're Batman."
That's great. He used to do that. After the series ended, and it was still popular in syndication, and it was every local station, he needed the money. He was typecast and had a tough time getting work, and he would go to communities and in Batman and do a special appearance.
I would have lost my mind, personally.
Oh, I would have gone crazy. 2779600.
The real Batman showing up?
Yep. In his real costume. Because you've seen the knockoffs. And you know it's not him behind the cowl.
I think the only thing I could have said at that point, if the real Batman showed up, would be, you know, shut the front door.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh.
Yeah, okay, we can do this together.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Thomas.
Thomas. Who, yes. When you were a kid, who came to your school?
I went to a little town, Old Orchard Beach, Maine.
Yeah.
Stephen King came and visited.
Yeah, he lives up there.
Yep, he was kind of creepy.
Oh, yeah. He used
he's
to.
He's kind of known for that, isn't he?
He used to, because Richard, our engineer, used to have to do the sound and everything when the Red Sox were at City of Palms Park, and Stephen King always used to be up there watching his Red Sox, and he would be in the press box hanging out, and Richard come back to the radio station all bummed out that he had to be at a spring training baseball game doing the wiring and the sound system.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And he'd talk about Stephen King being up there. Just chatting. 2779600. Time for a few more calls. We got time for a few more. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, this is Kevin, Cape Coral.
Hey, Kevin, Cape Coral. Who came to your school?
When I was in junior high in Orlando, Stonewall Jackson Junior High, Delta Burke came back to visit.
Yeah, she was an alum, wasn't she?
Yeah, she went there, and actually she went steady with my brother for a little while. And him and his buddies would sing, "Delta is ready when you are."
In her day, she was something.
She was a beauty queen, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
2779600. When you were a kid, you had those special guests at school. Who came to your school? Ahoy, who's this?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Who? I'm jealous of these people. Batman,
yeah,
Kiss.
Oh, who came to your school, Anthony?
Mr. Mike Ditka.
Now, what school
back
were you going
Chicago.
To? Back in Chicago.
Mark Twain. And the funny thing about it is he was giving an inspirational speech, and he cursed, and we were sixth graders.
Oh.
I don't remember what the curse word was, but it was significant enough to remember it.
It's okay, because it's Ditka.
Yeah, it's Ditka. Anybody else, big trouble.
Yep.
Liz Ditka. Where he lives down here now. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Bill Robbins.
Bill, who came to your school?
Back in like 65 or 66 in our sports banquet, we had Lou the Toe Groza from the Cleveland.
How about that?
Lou the Toe Groza played forever.
He was just so nice and spoke, you know, about keep your dreams going, you know, and anybody can do anything they want. I mean, he was fabulous.
Yeah, well, a Hall of Famer, a legend, the Toe. He played so long in the NFL, because I'll look up a picture on Google of Lou the Toe Groza. It'll tell you how long he played. I think from like the 40s to the 70s. And he went from no face mask to, you know, the uniform that we know today. And a lot of changes in uniforms when he was with the Browns. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, it's Chris.
Chris, who came to your school?
I think it was 1973, and it was the New York Mets game. I think it was Bud Harrelson, like Tommy Agee, and Felix Mion. The sister was a teacher, Miss Fugosi, who was traded for Nolan Ryan. Uh-huh. Her brother was traded for Nolan Ryan, so a couple of the Mets came in the 73 Mets. That was the You Gotta Believe season.
Yeah, that was the pennant season of 73. They lost to the Oakland A's. That was Willie Mays' last World Series.
Yeah, I wish he was there, but he didn't come.
No, Hey couldn't make it because he wanted to get out of Dodge. Great. Yeah, the 73 Mets.
I got a problem with Willie Mays. Always have.
Oh, you do? What was that?
Well, because I'd always get yelled at in Little League.
Basket catch.
There's only one man can make a catch like that and not get yelled at, and you ain't him.
Keep your glove up. Because as always, the kids would love to go and do it. You do the basket catch, and that's what he would do. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, feel free to email us. Maybe get it on the air. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the News is next.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Holy smokes. Did you read that text message? Well, shouldn't be surprising to you, Junior. I find it so hard to believe.
Which one are you talking about?
The very one on the top. We just played the Rolling Stones, Painted Black. As a 90s kid, I only recently found out this song was the Rolling Stones.
Oh.
I thought it was always the video game theme of Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like, that Disturbed song, Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's good. But that Disturbed guy, he's a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
He really knows how to
do a song. Man, that's really profound.
Yeah, that's a heavy song he wrote there.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Great songs.
Great.
Even classics, you know, like Guns N' Roses, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
What
a great song.
And when they did Live and Let Die.
Yeah. Axl, man. He was just magic.
They just know it all. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
These are all in Fort Myers. We got a disabled vehicle, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. This also involves Daniels, a different part of it. Disabled vehicle, Appaloosa Lane in Daniels Parkway. Fort Myers, I-75 and Alico Road, northbound. It's on the on-ramp. One more for you. Fort Myers, crash, Boy Scout Drive and South Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date. One more traffic update coming up for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, March 14th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. My, oh my, how times have changed.
What do you mean?
Well, you think about it. When we were growing up, we were in school. You were required to take a class, may have been known by different names. Some people called it CPS, Comparative Political Systems. Others call it Americanism versus communism.
Mm-hmm.
And this all due to the Cold War with Russia. And it was considered important that we educate children as to how dangerous that ideology is.
Yeah, communism.
And explain why it doesn't work and why our way of life is superior.
Yeah. Never has worked.
And never will. But I guess they don't do that anymore.
No.
Now they're pushing it.
Yep.
Now they're pushing that evil ideology. And the end result, AOC.
Yeah. It's so, it's very disturbing.
As an example of how things have changed.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, Junior said he's in favor of sanctuary cities.
Yep.
Isn't that a shame?
You know, he's a good boy. I don't know where he got these ideas from.
Now, we had his 92-year-old grandfather in
Who's
here.
A lefty.
Yeah, he tells me he fought in World War II, seemed to be on the same wavelength as you and I about right and wrong, and he's telling me I learned it all from him because he's a big lefty. Let me tell you something. He didn't fight in the big one. WW2 and fighting against the swastika being a lefty. I don't get it.
I don't either. The first ever animated movie ever released in England was Animal Farm in 1954. It was funded by the CIA to push anti-communist propaganda.
Maybe somebody here should watch it.
But now I think that that particular agency is now pushing all this lefty stuff.
Yep.
You know, I want you to do a thought exercise. If your end goal was to destroy the United States of America, and you wanted to destroy everything about it, and including the family, could anyone have done a better job than what's been done?
Yeah. You know what? And I haven't thought of this in a long time, Haney. What we need to rent again is the Nostradamus that Orson Welles hosted, because he talked about the end.
History.
Yep. And I think in that movie, they said the end of the world or the end of civilization.
1999.
Something like that. Yeah. 1999 or 2000, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But
nice round number.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe there's some kind of tip off as he's reading the quatrains about Cortez hyphen Ocasio. Maybe there's something in the quatrains.
I don't know how you go in such a very short period of time. You go from 1950s Beaver Cleaver America to where we are now.
Yeah. Isn't it shocking?
I don't think that happens on its own.
Nope.
Have you seen on YouTube, they've got a series of interviews that were taped in the very early 80s, I think, with a Soviet defector talking about their plans for America?
Mm.
It's exactly what's going on.
Oh, while we're on this and how times have changed, we all love Archie Bunker.
Oh, can't get enough of him.
But after All in the Family, there was Archie Bunker's Place, the TV show.
That's where he gave out my favorite quote of all time.
Which one was that?
Because a lot of it was his interaction with his granddaughter.
Yeah.
And she's up there at Archie's bar, sitting on a bar stool next to him, and goes, "Where do babies come from?" And he gives that patented beat pause. He goes, "Nobody knows."
So this episode, I looked at the date it came out. It was the first season, like 20th episode, 21st, 1980. And it was the story of a waiter that they had hired who was gay. And one of the bar patrons, because they were trying to send a message even back then. Yeah, they tried to send messages. And the bar patron wouldn't go and sit in the dining room because he didn't want to be hit on by that gay.
And who could blame him?
Yeah. So Murray, Archie's partner, oh, give him a chance. See? And the guy said, do you realize if they know that he's here, he's going to be bringing all of his gay friends around, and then you're going to have to shut the place down because nobody's going to want to come to it. And this conversation was going on. So Murray and Arch had to go in the back and have a serious conversation.
What are you doing to me, Murray?
Because Archie had the belief that if he showed him Playboy magazines, it'd turn him. And he was going to set him up with a girl.
Oh, straighten him out.
Yeah. So they were having a serious conversation because Murray was the liberal. He was the one, oh, come on, Arch. Mm-hmm. And Archie said, if we continue to allow him to work here, do you know what we're going to have to do? Well, what, Arch? We're going to have to get some plumbers and construction people here. What are you talking about? Well, we're going to need another bathroom. His, hers, and them. And Murray, the lib. Oh, come on, Arch. Stop talking like that. You know, what are you talking about? That's ridiculous.
It makes perfect sense, man.
Oh, really? What do we got now? And they were doing it as something that was so ridiculous. That's Archie being a jerk. Being sarcastic. Going to have to put in a third bathroom. Oh, where are we now? That was done for a laugh of the stupidity of Archie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come jokes on, Arch. On, stop it.
Joke's on them.
Yep.
You know, you did a thought exercise a while back in talking about our longevity on the radio.
Yeah.
And talking about if we were to go back to when we first met in 1987,
yep.
Talking about what?
The amount of time that we've been here.
Yeah. 30 years
it
goes
ago. Back to like the 40s.
Yeah. Be talking about Elvis Presley.
Yep. It's the truth.
It is the truth. And here's another harsh reminder. Because Star Wars has been a part of our life since it came out.
Sure. You warsies out there.
Mark Hamill is older now than Alec Guinness was when he played Obi-Wan in the original Star Wars.
Think about that one.
Mark Hamill is 67. Guinness was 63 when he played Obi-Wan.
Yeah, let that sink in, you warsies.
Prior to the 1920s, the movie industry had nothing at all to do with Hollywood, California.
That's a fact. I know where it was.
Okay, go ahead.
New York City, because that's where it all was happening. They had the Broadway stars, they had all of that, and they New York didn't want them.
You're half right.
Hmm?
It was a seasonal thing. They did film in New York City for most of the year. When they weren't in New York, their headquarters was Jacksonville, Florida, for the winter.
Really?
But the politicians in Jacksonville did not want them and kicked them out of town, and that's when the entire industry moved to Los Angeles.
I didn't know about Jacksonville.
Yep, didn't want them. Didn't
I wonder where in Jacksonville did they do their shooting, their filming? Well, you got they were the one reelers, probably your silent films and the crank cameras and all that.
Yeah, well, you're talking prior to the 20s, so it wasn't that long either. Oh, boy. Well,
pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. But what are you going to do?
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Where have I heard that before?
Buffalo Bob.
Yup. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And if Howdy were here, oh, for you know, I was number one in Rockdale, New York.
Boy, when we had Buffalo Bob Smith on, it was shortly before he died. Owned radio stations everywhere, but everybody remembers Howdy Doody. If you're that old, that's before our time. But he was a big time, but and he loved to talk.
Howdy Doody had staying power, though.
Yeah, he did.
Howdy Doody was still well known when we were kids.
Yep.
Oh, great. There's a new high-tech breastfeeding device for dads.
Come on. What is this? Let's man up.
It is called Father's Nursing Assistant, and you strap it to your chest.
No.
Now, it doesn't look like a boob, if that's what you're thinking, but they say it feels the same to a baby.
No.
It can also sense when your child falls asleep. Then it sends that info to an app so you can track sleeping and feeding patterns.
No.
Now, a company in Japan came up with it.
Of course.
It is not clear when they'll go on sale or how much they'll cost, but the idea is to take pressure off new moms and give daddy a way to bond with the baby.
I have no comment whatsoever. Look at this thing. It doesn't look like a boob.
How long has mankind been on this planet? We've done without it so far.
Sure have.
And we've been just fine.
Everything's been fine.
They're all corrupt,
yep.
Stan.
Yep, they are.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, the big story this week has been the college admissions scandal. You know, celebrities and
well-to-dos
and the bribes and the dirty dealings and the athletics and lack thereof. How about a little piece of good news in that regard?
I'd love it.
A 17-year-old kid in Jersey City, New Jersey, just got accepted to 17 different colleges. Why is this a big deal? Because he's been homeless for a very large portion of his life. His name is Dylan. He came to the U.S. from Trinidad with his mom when he was 7. He is a U.S. citizen now.
Yep.
His family has been homeless off and on since he was young, but he managed to make it into the National Honor Society. He is also president of his class. He says his mom's courage is what inspires him to work so hard. And he knows firsthand how hard life can be. So he is determined to lift his family up and never let them get back to a place where they have to struggle so hard. He's been accepted to 17 schools, including some big ones. But he is waiting to hear back from the College of New Jersey near Trenton. That is his top choice, because it's close to mom. Wherever he ends up, he says he will work as hard as he can. He's planning to major in political science.
He's going to succeed, and he's going to be able to just let him get a little older. Let him finish this. He's going to get his mom and family a nice house,
yep.
And he's going to take care of them. He's going to succeed.
Well, he decided that.
Yep, decided it.
It's up to him. He could have played a victim.
Yep.
A 37-year-old gent in northern Michigan got his car stuck in the snow on Tuesday.
Oh, I know how that is.
Police were alerted, though, after there were multiple reports of gunshots.
What?
Thankfully, no one got shot, but it turns out the man was so angry he couldn't get his car out of the snowbank, he decided to shoot the snowbank repeatedly.
That's cool.
Police found a Glock in his car and several shell casings on the ground next to the snowbank. Police were able to quickly assess the situation. Yes, they realize he's drunk and they arrested him.
Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that explains that, you know. Of course. He's drunk, runs into the snowbank. Yeah. He's going to pop off a couple of shots. Yeah. We got you, pal. We know you're drunk. We got you.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 22-year-old woman in Omaha got rear-ended at the Taco Bell drive-thru just prior to 2 a.m. Monday.
Are they open at 2 a.m., your Taco Bells?
I guess in Omaha they are. So, she's rear-ended. The guy who hit her denied doing it. It is not clear if perhaps he bumped her to make her order faster or if it was simply an accident, but she made a big mistake.
What was that?
She threatened to call the cops, and that's when all bets were off. Mm-hmm. She started filming. He didn't like that either. So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He got out of his car, grabbed the phone from her hand, and threw it into the snow. Then he got back in his car, hit the gas, and began pushing her SUV through the drive-thru lane to get her out of his way.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
If only it ended there.
But it doesn't.
He got out of his car again and got into her car and promptly drove it straight into a light pole.
Right on.
Apparently, the gentleman's girlfriend was also there, and, well, she took a punch at the woman as well.
Jeez.
Good to have backup.
Yup.
But a quick-thinking Taco Bell employee managed to block the punch and separated them. The couple was long gone by the time police arrived.
Yes, they were.
But the woman did get their license plate number because she kept repeating it endlessly.
That's the way to do it.
And they didn't catch him either. And that's the news for today, Thursday, March 14th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Hey, kids, what time is it? Ho-ho, Buffalo Bob, I know. It's time to tell everybody to listen to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Howdy, guy. I couldn't have said it any better.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the After Nizzle on 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It's greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Rumor has it there is the cockfight back. I think it might be.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. Too bad I don't have Dave here to promote it. Well, we'll do that tomorrow where he can tell us all about the cockfight coming up.
Yep. As always. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Hi, neighbor.
Hi.
Now,
as long as it's Fred Rogers and not that Mr. McFeely, that guy.
Well, speed of delivery.
Yeah, that guy. You know what? He just went and...
Mr. McFeely can come on and speak with you. Fred Rogers? No. No. Mr. McFeely can.
Shut up! Let's see. Long story. I'll tell you that one day. Well, I've told it before, but this audience probably doesn't know it. That guy badgered us. North Fort Myers got a crash. Pine Island Road at the Walmart. Next door in Fort Myers, crash. Alico Road and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. and Fort Myers crash 11,000 block of Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date.
I drive a broke down rig.
Yes.
Made 5 tires, 40 foot of overload. A lot of people say that I'm crazy because I don't know how to take it slow. I got a broomstick on the throttle. I got a rope it up and it'll ride down. Non-stop back to Dallas. Popping them a West Coast turnaround. And they call me Speedball. Speedball Tucker. Daryl on the highway. And all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that. You know the rain may blow, the snow may snow, and the dirt bikes they may freeze. But they don't bother old Speedball. He going any damn way he please. He got a broomstick on the throttle to keep his throttle for the dancing round. With a cup full of cold black coffee and a pocket full of West Coast turnarounds. And they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. They're on the highway and all them other truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that.
So great.
One day I looked into my rearview mirror, and coming up from behind, there was a Georgia State policeman and $100 fine. Well, he looked me in the eyes, he was riding me up. He said, "Driver, you've been flying. And 95 is the route you were on. It was not the speed limit sign."
Well,
they call me Speedball, Speedball Tucker. There are all the highway and all them other drugs. Truckers will tell you that the boy is mad. You be driving in a rig like that.
Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I'm a man. No, I am. It's easier to be a guy, really. I mean, there's sexism, but just the day-to-day life of being a woman, honestly, it looks too hard. Just hair, what a woman has to deal with hair, with cut and color and goos and potions. It's like, what does a guy have to do with his hair? Not have a mullet. That's all a guy has to do. Is not have a mullet, A plus. And yet there's still some guys that can't pull that off.
They're not talking about my mullet, are they?
It's easier to be a guy. Makeup, women wear makeup. Most guys don't even wash their hands. You see it in public restrooms. Like, where are you going?
They're like, I'm not serving food here.
A bra, an extra piece of clothing? I think women shouldn't wear bras, and then they should jog by my apartment. Because I'm a feminist, like Beyonce.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow. Big Friday show, 2 o'clock. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. 277-9600 when you were in school. Who was a special guest that came to your school to speak and demonstrate or something along those lines? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Ahoy, what's your name?
My name's Mike.
Mike, who came to your school?
Well, there was two of them that stick in my memory real quick. One was a Vietnam War POW who wrote a book.
Oh, cool.
And it was like third or fourth grade, and it was so powerful. I read the book, and it stuck with me for years. And the other one was a 92-year-old man from Nowhere, Kansas, who was a basketball trick shot artist. And he couldn't shoot with his hands, so he drop-kicked the basketball from
they would bring
from
these
the free throw
in.
Line.
Yup.
Yes. And I remember that from like 40 years ago. It was so cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it'll trigger something that you might have forgotten, or it was something that stuck with you.
He and the one-armed golfer should go on tour.
The one-armed golfer was something.
And the drop-kick basketball player.
277-9600. When you were a kid, who was a special guest at your school? Maybe they were a musician. Maybe they did something. Maybe they gave you a lecture or a talk. I know it sticks out in your mind. There's one. You know, you talked about the puppets. We had somebody come to our school one time that was did the marionettes with the strings that I just remember fascinated by it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Justin.
Justin, who came to your school?
We got super lucky. I was in band through middle school, and we got to have, and I played trumpet. We had Wynton Marsalis come in. And
get out!
It was incredible. Incredible. Yeah, blew our minds away. You know, we used to watch the videos in class, but never expect to actually get to take a class with Wynton Marsalis. It was amazing.
And so you played with him too?
Yeah, I was in the trumpet section, so we did some private classes with him. We played music with him, and we got to hold his trumpet, which was incredible because it was
amazing.
A solid cast piece. It wasn't even in parts. It was a solid cast trumpet. It was incredible.
Awesome. Awesome. 277-9600. Who came to your school? Taking your phone calls. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Alex Jones, guys. Ahoy.
How are you, buddy? Who came to your school?
Well, when I lived in Florida, when I first moved to Florida, Dan Marino's brother would substitute teach, and he would do a little presentation too. But that's not the best one. The best one was when I was in, I think I just got into junior high when I was living in Northeast Ohio. We had Mr. Beam Me Up Scotty himself, James Trafficant, the late James Trafficant.
Wasn't it James?
James Scotty Doohan.
Pardon me?
It was James Doohan.
James Trafficant. Jim Trafficant. Congressman Jim Trafficant.
Oh, okay. Oh, that beat me up, Scotty.
Okay. And it took a second. Nothing. Go ahead. It just took a second. We thought you were talking about Star Trek.
Oh, right on. No. We had James Trafficant. He was our representative. And this is all before he went to prison.
He wore a wig.
He did.
He had a horrible toupee.
He was an amazing showman. He was so funny, and he did some business with my family and stuff years later. But very interesting, very cool, and I was very sad when he passed away.
Alex, before we let you go, very quickly, can you tell us what these bloodsuckers are up to with Roger Stone?
Well, right now we know for a fact that CNN was alerted. Beforehand, before the warrant. Now, we have all that information. We have all that data. We're trying to get it all from Roger Stone, but there is currently a gag order. And, you know, he was the domino to fall. And, you know, these deep state blood-sucking leeches will stop and will quit at no end.
I know there's no way you're going to quit on us, Alex. No way.
Absolutely not. I'm in this till the fun. And I told you on Joe Rogan I was going to retire until, you know, of course, then they sucked me in. And I, like Tony Montana, you know, or Al Pacino and The Godfather.
It's all about the human-animal hybrids, really.
He's great. 277-9600.
He has got it nailed.
He's got it nailed. When you were a kid, who was a special guest, came to your school? 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is David.
David, who came to your school?
Well, I had the opportunity of going to junior high school in Santa Monica, California, and the great basketball player Jerry West came to our school.
Oh, man, Mr. Clutch.
Yeah, and that's when I think it was the same year he made that more than a half shot court. They actually marked it in the L.A. Coliseum.
Those of you who don't know, Jerry West is the NBA logo.
Yeah, he's the logo.
Yeah.
Logo. What do you remember about him being there? Did he give a basketball demonstration or just a talk or what?
He talked a little bit and did a little bit demonstration. His son actually was on the team, and that's why he was there.
Oh, wow.
His son was getting the whole team won some kind of award, and he was there to hand out the awards to everybody.
Appreciate that. Backcourt, Jerry West, Gail Goodrich at center. Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. Your forwards, Happy Hairston and Jim McMillan.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.